You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Tammy Patzer, the creator, publisher of the bestseller book series, Women Innovators, Leaders, Makers, and Givers, Women Who Make a Daily Difference. Tammy, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric. I appreciate you inviting me.
You are more than welcome and certainly looking forward to hearing from you in all regards. So for starters, Tammy, tell me about the Women Innovators best-selling book series. Who are ideal author candidates for this series?
The ideal author candidates, of course, are women. And as you can tell from the title, Women Innovators, Leaders, Makers, and Givers, Women Who Make a Daily Difference. So that pretty much means that if you are a woman who is out there living her life with a heart-centered passion, someone with a big message, a big mission, and a big why, you certainly fit in Women Innovators, and you should be part of Women Innovators.
And tell us, Tammy, we hear this from time to time, why would anyone want to write a book?
Well, for many reasons. For some people, it's just about sharing their story. For other people, it is about having their voice heard. What I have found for the people I've worked with, the women innovators and authors in general, is that it's really good for establishing your expertise so that other people know what your expertise is. It's very good for influencing people because people really respect authors. And of course, being a best-selling author just adds to that. And it helps you make an impact in the world. And for some people, if they really know what a book is really for, it helps them increase their income also.
And that certainly is a great benefit right there. Now, what can people do with a book? Get into some of the things that could benefit them in having a book.
Okay. Well, this is how I see a book. Many people think a book is the end because, of course, you write the book, you publish the book, it becomes a bestseller. And it's like that 15 minutes of fame that people talk about. But the way I see a book is I see a book as the ultimate business card, as a tool, and it actually can be the beginning of helping you to establish your career, help you if you're a coach. It can help you get speaking gigs or speaking assignments, both paid and unpaid, because, like I said, people really respect authors. And I actually have some case studies. For example, the other day, Cindy Marvin, who is in Volume 2 of Women Innovators, she made me a video testimonial, and she told me, she said, because of Women Innovators and my participation, I got a new client. So what the book did for her, it actually established her as the expert in her field, which is parenting. And the person who became her client saw the book and they said, wow, you're a best-selling author on the topic of parenting. I'm going to hire you. So that's just one example of how a book can actually help you get more clients and establish that credibility that we all need.
And totally agree with you in all regards. Today we are joined by Tammy Patzer, the creator and publisher of the bestseller book series, Women Innovators, Leaders, Makers, and Givers, Women Who Make a Daily Difference, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Tammy, what makes your publishing program different from others in the market?
What really makes my program stand out is the fact that when I work with a woman innovator, it's all about, it starts with an interview. We take the interview and turn that into a transcription. We edit that into a question and answer chapter in the book, so there's no writing required. I am there for my authors every step of the way from beginning to end and beyond the bestseller. And I think that's what really makes the Women Innovators program stand out, is that once we start our relationship, I publicize each and every author. There are only 8 authors per book. I write press releases about them. I introduce them to other podcasts post so they can get more exposure. They get publicized online with ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and other major media. And I also provide training, and I have a group on Facebook called Get Media Exposure, and I provide training, everything from how to create your author platform to your author profile and everything in between, so that you can really use this newfound bestseller status to help market yourself. So I stick with you when you become an author. And so far, I've actually helped 64 women become bestselling authors since January 1st of this year.
Wow, that is incredible and very impressive. 64 authors since January. You guys are rocking and rolling over there. Now, writing a book is a big project. How do you make it easy for your authors?
Well, like I said, it starts with an interview on Women Innovators Radio. So that's also part of my process, is every author is interviewed for Women Innovators Radio. We transcribe that interview into a question and answer chapter. We edit it. The author gets their photograph and their bio in the book. And then, of course, I publish the book on Kindle and in CreateSpace. So the book is both a digital book and a physical book. And we run what we call a bestseller campaign to ensure that we market the book so that they do get enough sales to become Amazon bestsellers. And then, like I said, we do the training for each and every author, and we just keep plugging away, and people are having success. I have another example, Furley Almonte. She was in our very first book. Furley has been being invited to be an MC at events. She's doing book signings. She's traveling in the New Jersey, New York area. So when you use your bestseller status and your book as a tool, you actually can really create more influence, more impact, and more income for yourself just by the fact that you made that decision to be in a book. And like I said, Women Innovators, there are only 8 authors per book. Everyone gets an author credit and is promoted as a contributing author to each book. And actually, we're up to another book series called Self-Made Women, The Feminine Journey to Success, and that will follow along similar lines, but it's a different book series. So Women Innovators has actually sparked other book series as well.
Certainly impressive and phenomenal what you have in place, and a congratulations goes out to you for what you have created here. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or one last final tip for the listener today?
I think that my final takeaway is, do not be afraid to step in to to your story. And if you are a woman who has a story to tell, be sure to talk to me, because I help you tell your story through interviews, just like how you helped me tell my story. So if you're a woman innovator, you really should step up and share your story. It's really easy, no writing required.
Well, Tammy, it certainly has been great to have had you. If you would, tell our listeners before you go where they can get more information accordingly, and how can one be in contact with you as well?
Okay, the easiest way to go check out the Women Innovators Radio show is go to womeninnovatorsradio.com, and you'll be able to listen or watch the videos there. If you want to reach out to me, the easiest way to find me is actually on Facebook, because I do have Get Media Exposure group there. And if you friend me on Facebook with my full name, which is Tamara Patzer, T-A-M-A-R-A, Patzer, P-A-T-Z-E-R, I am very open to answering any questions you may have about women innovators, about publishing. And just to let you know, Eric, is I work with men also, but obviously not on the Win series.
And of course, that makes sense, and a big plus there and bonus that the men can be involved in this way as well. Well, Tammy, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and hope we can connect again right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. I really appreciate it, Eric. Thank you.
And the pleasure certainly has been ours. We have been speaking with Tammy Patzer. She is the creator and publisher of the bestseller book series, Women Innovators, Leaders, Makers, and Givers. Women who make a daily difference. And for more information, simply visit womeninnovatorsradio.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.